When learning British alone, page 368. כשמתגברים על היצר הרע של אותה תאווה, but when we overcome this יצר הרע of this תאווה, אזי בנקל מתגברים על שאר התאוות, then easily one could overcome all the rest of the תאוות, the rest of the lust that one has. כי אז השכל של האדם המכונו, because then a person's brain is in the right place. When a person is able to overcome the tavas new, his head is in the right place. He can think straight. The Chazal is Roshim in Duh Otam. And Chazal, the Holy Chazal taught us, שהמוח הוא משכן הנשמה, that the brain, right, that's where the neshama dwells. וכל הכוח של האדם מתגבר על כל התאוות ועל כל המידות רעות. And all the power of a man to overcome all the tavas and all the bad midos, הוא רק על ידי השכל. It's only through the שכל, through having a strong שכל, strong, כי כל התאוות הן מכוח המדמה, because all the lust in the world is from the power of imagination. Believe it or not, it's often. So once I know, what do you mean? I'm tasting the food. I'm tasting it. It psychologically tastes good. I could psychologically make it up not taste good for something. I know, I was once in a, when I went into a mikvah, into a, in Bataim, a very cold mikvah, the Mayan over there. Now very, very cold, but it's pretty cold. It was the winter, it's pretty cold. And I was in the water for a long time. I was meditating that I'm hot. I was hot, warm, didn't feel anything. I once I didn't turn purple, I didn't check. But I didn't feel the cold. Also, a person who thinks a lot.
You fall on it, that's more.
And by that, it's
more.
Rabbeinu says that the more you think, the warmer you are. You think less, you're calmer, you're a person more calm. It's all in the head. How do we see that? When someone sleeps, if he has he's running in the dream, his heart starts beating. he's laying, he's not moving. Right? He's frightened, his heart starts beating, he's not doing anything. It's all in the head. Head is the control. So also all the taivas, it's imagination in our head. We have to teach ourselves otherwise. Okay? Could be times some things are natural. And still the Torah is commanding us, if you want to grow spiritually, is to disconnect yourself from all these habits. Yeah, of course. You're above nature. Prayer is above nature, we know that.
But we're people.
You're people, you're more than an angel.
Right, so we're also above nature.
If you daven, if you don't daven, you're like an animal. If one does not daven, doesn't serve Hashem and daven, it's like an animal. And if someone serves Hashem and davens, he changes nature, he's more than an angel. You have the opportunity, you can be either one. You have the choice. Choose whatever you like. You want to be an animal? Like Hashem. Okay. באמת די לו לאדם אפילו במעט שכל בשביל להתגבר על כל התאוות של העולם הזה. And really it's true, it's enough for a person even for a little bit of שכל, if he has, to overcome all the tavas in this world. כך שלמעשה היצר היחידי שישנו היצר של התאווה הזאת. למה יצא? Practically the only יצר that exists is the יצר of this tavas new. And when כשמתגבר עליו הוא בא לשכל, and when the one who overcomes it, he becomes the body, the master of a sechel. And now he could, of course, no problem, deal with all the rest of the tavas. Rabbeinu says explicitly, sechel bekodkodo, intelligence in his head. Hayetzer hatov hu hasechel. The yetzer hatov, that's the intelligence a person has. That's the intelligence a person has to have. Kmo shenemar hayetzer hatov. Says about the yetzer hatov, yeled misken vechacham. A poor and wise child. That's what the Yetzer Tov is called in the Pasuk. תכלית הכל לדעת את השם. The purpose of everything is to know Hashem. To know the Torah. And that's what it says. דעת קנית, מה חסרת? תן לי פסוק. תן לי פסוק, חזרת. You acquired knowledge. What are you lacking? You're lacking knowledge. What do you have? The phrase again, חזר. Knowledge is everything. Knowledge is everything. Knowledge of Hashem, of course.
Not secular knowledge.
No. Knowledge of Hashem. Da'at of Hashem. To know Hashem. So then to know Hashem, you know nothing is bad. There's a purpose for everything, and Hashem is running the world. Someone lives like that. Beautiful life. Beautiful life. He goes through harsh things, and he knows how to go through them. Everyone has to go through ups and downs. It's anava, it's humility. What does that mean? And anav. How do you say anav in English? Humble. Let's say humble. The story of this guy, he came to Baal Shem Tov once. He was very rich, very wealthy. He comes to Baal Shem Tov, and he gives him a big donation. Hashem says, oh, thank you so much. What can I do for you also? So he was chutzpah, he says, I have everything. I'm very wealthy. Baruch Hashem, I have houses, I have everything. I don't need anything. Still, if you have bracha, I give you. No, I have my family's have bracha. I have a wife, I have beautiful children. I don't need a bracha. Hashem can be tried. He can't help this guy. He's full of gaiva. He's full of it, as he said. Okay, do it. So, Hashem said, you know what? Yeah, do me a favor. There's a guy in where you live, in the city Brod. It's called Brod. That he's the head of the tzedakah. I'm going to write you a letter for him. His name is Abzev, the head of the tzedakah in the city. I made a letter for him. Give him a letter, okay? Okay, fine. What are you going to say? No, he lives in the city. He writes him a letter. The guy puts it in his pocket. The second he puts it in his pocket, he forgets about it. He's full of guy, but he's full of his head. He's full of the business that he's doing. Good. 16 years pass. Vashendo is not anymore around. He's not there anymore. He's in the next world. And the guy starts losing all his money. Now, he had a whole forest, and he made a lot of wood, he made all burned down. He had his field, those floods, everything, people started coming, everything he touched, just he lost all his money, everything. He became, and it's worse than a person who just stopped being poor. It's a person who was rich and became poor, is much, much more difficult. Right? And he's selling his houses, he's selling things that he has food, he's selling his clothing, he's left with nothing almost. One day the kid just screaming for food. And he goes through the pocket, he'll find a penny, maybe he'll find something to sell. And he finds the letter that he forgot about 16 years before. So he doesn't even know who the guy is. So he goes outside, he sees a friend of his. You know this, Abizer, the head of the tzedakah? Yeah, today was appointed to be the head of the tzedakah of the city. Hashem wrote it 16 years before. Really? Yeah? Okay, where is he? I just saw him in shul there in the middle of the ceremony. Fine. So he goes in there, he sees the guy checking out all the people they need tzedakah. He says, oh, I'm so, he tells him a story. I was very poor, I was very rich, I became very poor. I have a letter from the Hashem for you, I forgot about it. Fine, thank you. He opens the letter and he reads. He says, Dear Abizer, congratulations for your being appointed this morning for, this is 16 years before, for the head of the tzedakah in the city, the head of the chesed in the city. This guy standing in front of you was very rich. I couldn't help him at that time. Please give him a certain amount of money so he can start a small business, and now he'll be successful, and now he won't be guy like he was. And just to prove that this letter is not forged, your wife, which is expecting, and just gave birth to a boy, and they'll come and inform you. As he's reading it, someone comes in, Mazel Tov, your wife had it. I just read this today. So he gave him the money, and he was successful, and he became rich again like before, but now he was without all the gaiva. The gaiva is our enemy. Our enemy. Yeah. Ki mi sheyesh lo sechel yitgaeh. With what? Someone who has intelligence, he'll have gaiva? How can he have gaiva? Hari ha-sechel ha-yashar mechayev shelo yitgaeh. Right? A person who has straight thinking, he doesn't have any gaiva. Why? Who am I? What am I? I'm nothing. I'm going to be... This is going to be dust. Dust, literally. Sooner or later, it's going to be dust. A guy for that, I'm smart. And what, that I'm rich? It's mine.
What do they say in Pirkei Avot? Where do I come from? Where am I going?
Exactly, we say it's the Leviathan. No, where you came from? Where you going? You didn't choose to come here. You didn't choose. It says in the Mishnah, you didn't choose to be created. You didn't choose to come here. You didn't choose to live. You don't choose to die. You don't choose to give judgment in front of Hashem. We don't choose that. We just have to do what we have to do. Remember it all the time. Someone has a little bit of straight brain, straight thinking, he'll be angry. It says the Feush. Kaas v'chek stilim yanuach. It's in the pasuk. Anger dwells by the fools. If someone gets angry, you should know. At that moment, he's a fool. You understand, Isha? That moment, you're a fool. Do tshuva. You forgot Hashem, you became a fool. Right? You know who suffers the most from anger? The person who gets angry himself. The person who always gets angry suffers the most from anger. From the anger, more than the people around him. He feels bad with himself, doesn't want to do with himself, doesn't want to be angry, no one wants to be angry. Someone who has a straight brain will run after money? You know, I just paid an electricity bill. 800 shekels something. That's a few electricities. It was before I disconnected. The last letter. Anyways, my wife said, it feels a little bad, you know, you're making money, then we have to pay everything. But the truth is, I was thinking after what she said, I was thinking, if the point of your life is money, you're right, yeah, I'm making the money, I have to get away. But your point of your life is serving Hashem, so I have electricity, I can serve Hashem with this electricity, I don't care where the money goes to. I'm not here for the money, I'm here for serving Hashem. So I have electricity, I can make food for Shabbos, and I can have a fan on and have pleasure on Shabbos, and lights, and the night time I can learn Torah. I could have clean clothing and have hot water. What?
If you were a Palestinian, you would have to pay
for it. I'm happy to pay and not be a Palestinian. You want to be a Palestinian? Yeah. It's the most... If someone runs after money, is the biggest shtut. The biggest insanity. Why? Because only Hashem decides how much one will make. What will he help if you run more than he needs after money? He runs how much he has in Munah. How much he has? Tell that somebody else, he has to run after money. Someone who has Sechel, he goes to work, he makes the amount he makes, he doesn't run after the money. I'll work extra hours, I'll do extra. Because it's not going to help.
And what
you'll
about.
Make extra, and then you'll pay it on the dentist. Yeah?
And what about all the criminals?
What about them?
They think they're making money by stealing or whatever they're doing.
They
or
think they're losing. Someone has a straight thinking, we run after food. Well, we're eating to live or we're living to eat? Some people, they live to eat. Everything in the Torah, if you think about it, you'll have control if you think about it. You learn about it, you think about it, you daven about it, you'll have control over your even natural desires. Now.